Masechet Tezayin, Parshas Yisroi, Sicha Beis. This Sedra describes to us how when Yisroi came and he saw Moshe Rabbeinu sitting, Lishbay Desa'am min HaBoiker Ad HaErev, he was judging the nation from the morning until the night. Yisroi told his son-in-law Moshe, "Why are you sitting alone and the whole nation is standing and they're waiting for you to answer their questions from the morning until the night? Naval tibo gamata gama'am. You're going to wear yourself out. You're going to wear the Yidden out. It's too much," Yisroi told Moshe, "for you to be judging all the issues that the Yidden have." And then he gave him the Eitzah. He gave him the idea, ve'ata techazeh, that Moshe should choose the different judges for the hundreds, for the thousands, for the tens of thousands, and they will take care and judge and answer all the questions and all the issues and all the problems that the Yidden have at any time of the day or night. And only Hadavar HaGadol, only the big issues and problems and questions will come to Moshe Rabbeinu. And through behaving in this way, Yisroi says, you'll be able to survive. The Yidden will have their questions answered in a timely manner, and Moshe Rabbeinu will be able to have peace, and there will be an efficient system to take care and judge the Yidden. Now, it's known the big question in this. It seems like a very good solution that Yisroi came up with. However, how is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Raya Mehemna of the Yidden, the faithful shepherd, that he himself did not think and was not concerned that the way that he conducted himself in judging the Yidden wasn't causing a problem? And why did he not think of the solution for this issue? To appoint judges to take care of the Yidden. Why did it dafka have to be that Yisroi Kayin Midyan had to come for a short time, had to figure it out, and had to give this idea? Now, there's a famous saying in Yiddish, which the Rebbe brings down, agas tfar avayel, zetayf amayel, that a guest will sometimes come for a very short time, and he'll be able to see for a mile, he'll be able to see a big picture that the place or family where he's staying didn't realize. So too here, Yisroi came for a short while, and perhaps he was able to perceive a problem that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wasn't able to realize. But chas v'shalom to say about Moshe Rabbeinu, about whom the Eibishter himself chose as the Raya Yisrael, as the leader of the Yidden from the moment he was born. And Moshe Rabbeinu had already been the leader for some time. He had taken the Yidden on a Mitzrayim. He had crossed the Yam Suf with them. And he had been with them on Har Sinai. How can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know this issue until Yisroi came and made him aware of it? So it must be, from this itself, it must be understood that by Moshe Rabbeinu is evident, and he knew that he could handle taking care and answering and judging all the Yidden's issues. And because of the level of Moshe, and because of the emes of Moshe, and because of the connection of Moshe with Hashem, it's obvious that Moshe, not only did he think that he should be judging the Yidden and all their issues, but he knew that he must be. And not only the Hadavar HaGadol, not only the big questions, but also Davar HaKatan, also the small issues. And he knew with confidence that him doing this will not only not hurt him, it won't even hurt the Yidden. And they will survive and they will thrive with this system of Moshe Rabbeinu answering all the questions and taking care of the Yidden. Now, a further proof of this, that Moshe's hanhaga, Moshe's way he conducted himself, judging the Yidden from the morning until the night, that it's a derech amiti, the true path according to the Torah, and therefore won't harm anyone. So we learn how true this is from the Maamar Hazal that tells us that an extra parsha was added to the Torah. Because of Yisroi, because of Yisroi's idea, an extra parsha was added. Now Yisroi, the name Yisroi, also means added. So the Maamar Hazal tells us, al shem sheyiter parsha achas batera v'ata techazed. Yisrael's name was called Yisrael only because this extra parsha was added to the Torah because of him. So from the fact that what do Chazal say about this extra parsha? It says sheyiter parsha achas batera, that a parsha was added. It doesn't say an extra parsha was said or an extra parsha was given through Yisrael. It says specifically it was added. And therefore it's understood that not only is it that through Yisrael this parsha was revealed, but even more so, Yisrael kiviyachal accomplished a yisarein v'haisafa in the Torah, an addition in the Torah. Through him, this extra parsha of Va'ata Techazel was added to the Torah. And through him, this whole idea of the appointing judges was added and to all the way to the point that it didn't even exist in the Torah, this concept, until now. And therefore, it's understood that before Yisrael accomplished that this parsha should be added to the Torah, and we know that mitzad Torah, Torah's emes, that in the Torah itself, until then, there did not exist this idea of appointing judges. And until then, there only existed the concept that Moshe himself had to judge all the Yidden in every single manner, in every single matter. And this is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu himself, whom we know that about Moshe, all of his inyanim, his entire essence was the Torah. And therefore, Moshe knew that the way according to the Torah was to conduct himself and to judge all the Yidden. And this idea of appointing judges didn't even exist until Yisrael brought up the idea and added it to the Torah. So according to this, though, it's still not understood. Since also through Moshe, through the Hanhaga, through the behavior of Moshe Rabbeinu, of judging all the Yidden, everyone was fine and great, and they were able to function wonderfully. So if everything was going great, where did Yisrael come up with this idea or have this doubt in his head that things weren't going well? Why did he think that the Hanhaga of Moshe, the way Moshe was conducting himself, could cause Moshe and the Yidden to be worn out? And that it's too much for him. Where did Yisrael get this idea? So to understand this inyan of the taina, of the complaint and the issue that Yisrael had about the way Moshe was conducting himself, we have to realize that Yisrael came already after the second luchos were given, after Yom Kippur. And at this point, Moshe had evaluated himself and the Yidden, and he felt that the Yidden could and must be judged from him alone and learn from him. And they should learn from him not only the Torah, but they should come to him and their issues, their personal and specific issues, from the smallest to the biggest, should be judged by Moshe himself. And Moshe knew this. And this is similar to what we found earlier. Right after the first luchos were given, when the Yidden complained that they couldn't handle hearing Kol Hashem Likeinu Oid, Hashem gave the first Aseres HaDibros and they couldn't handle it. And they begged Moshe, Ve'at Tidabrei Leinu, you should speak to us. You tell us the rest of the Aseres HaDibros. And Moshe Rabbeinu was so distraught by it that Rashi tells us, why do the Yidden say Ve'at? Lashing the Keva to Moshe, because Moshe, he became weak like a Nekeva, like a woman. And he was so distressed and weakened because it bothered him that the Yidden didn't want to learn Mipi HaGvura from the mouth, from Hashem. And instead they wanted to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. This means that according to how Moshe evaluated the Yidden, he felt they should have wanted, and not only should have wanted, they had the ability to learn the Torah and to hear the Aseres HaDibros straight mipi HaGvura from Hashem. But when Hashem heard the complaint of the Yidden, he accepted it, and he said, Etivo kol Asher Dibroi, it's good everything that they said. And Moshe, you should tell the Yidden the rest of the Aseres HaDibros, and you should speak to them. And it's similar to here, that Hashem agreed to the plan of Yisrael, so much so that it became a parsha in the Torah. But this is still hard to understand, because the difference between the level of the Yidden, according to Moshe's beliefs, that he felt that they could learn Mipi HaGvura from Hashem, and the level of their actual matzav, of their actual, what they felt they could handle, that they had to learn from Moshe, this is min hakatze el hakatze, from one extreme to another. Moshe believed that they could hear straight from Hashem. The Yidden believed that they could only hear from Moshe. How is it possible that there was such an extreme difference in their beliefs of their abilities? Like, it's understood from this, that Moshe Rabbeinu's realization, when he realized what their actual matzav, that they didn't feel that they could hear the word straight from Hashem, he became weak. He was weakened and bothered by it. So how is it shayach to say about Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Rayo Mefarnes Kol Yisrael, that he was the one who shepherded and took care of all the needs of the Yidden? How is it possible that he didn't realize and grasp to such an extent, or he made a mistake in the level of Tzayim Arisai, of his flock? How could it be that he thought they were in a high, so much of a higher level than they really were? Now, one of the possible explanations is that Moshe Chas V'Shalom, he didn't make a mistake in evaluating the level of the Yidden. But the Kavana of this is actually that when Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the Yidden, he looked at them as they were standing together with him. And when they were standing together with Moshe, they were be'emes in truth on a higher level. And on that high level, standing with Moshe, they had the ability to be mekabel the Torah straight mipi HaGvura, because Moshe Rabbeinu raised them up and he was mekarev them to his level. And therefore, just like Moshe learned the Torah mipi HaGvura, so too he affected the Yidden, that they too, when they were standing with him, could learn the Torah also mipi HaGvura. The Yidden complained though, and they said the only reason they can learn Torah mipi HaGvura is because Moshe raises us up to this level. And therefore they requested that they want to take the Torah in their hasaga, in their understanding, with their own kaychais, on their own level, by themselves. They want to be able to grasp the Torah alone, within their own limitations. And in response to this, Hashem said, it's very good what you said. And Moshe Rabbeinu should teach you and the Torah and tell you the rest of the Aseres HaDibros. Because Hashem knew that when they're learning it from Moshe, the Yidden will be on a level that they will be able to be niskabel the Torah in a way that they can internalize it and absorb it bepnimius, because they're taking it on their level and grasping it in a way that they can fully understand and internalize what they are hearing. Now, from this, it's understood the lashon. What does it say? He tashtem es koichi kinekeva, that Moshe became weakened like a woman, which doesn't only reflect the feeling of pain of tsar, that he was bothered by the fact that the Yidden didn't want to hear the Torah straight from Hashem, but specifically it emphasizes the idea of weakness itself. Because how is it possible that Moshe became weak? Because when Moshe realized that Hashem was agreeing that the Yidden should hear the Torah from Moshe himself, so why was Moshe weakened by this, if this was the will of Hashem? So the explanation is that in order for Moshe Rabbeinu to learn Torah with the Yidden, kefi ritzainam, according to their desire and on their level, he had to go down from his high madrega, and he had to go to their level. Because if Moshe would teach them on the level that he was, he would be Meir Begila, he would in a revealed way with his full strength, then that would automatically raise the Yidden to the level of Moshe. And then they wouldn't actually be learning from Moshe, but they would be learning from Mipi HaGvura. So in order for Moshe to be able to teach the Yidden on their level, He first had to tash koicha shel Moshe kinekeva. He first had to be weakened. He had a weakening in his level, and he had to go down from his high madrega to the level of the Yidden. And only then could he be the intermediary between Hashem and the Yidden to transmit to them the Dvar Hashem. Now, however, when it came time for Moshe Rabbeinu to learn the Torah with the Yidden, after he was mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai, and there was the first Luchais, and finally after the second Luchais were given on Yom Kippur, and the Yidden were forgiven, and Moshe Rabbeinu assumed that now they're on a high level, and he realized that they must hear all the Inyanim of Torah and Oifen Yashar in a direct way from him alone, so he could teach it to them the way he learned it from Hashem. Now, since Moshe is the only one who learned the Torah mipi Agvura, and no one besides him learned it that way, learned it from the source, and therefore the only one who could teach the words of Hashem with the full light and strength, was Moshe Rabbeinu, since he's the one who is standing between the Yidden and Hashem. And befrat that we know that Shechina medaberes mitarech groina shel Moshe, that the Shechina speaks from the throat of Moshe, so the only one who's properly able to transmit the words of Hashem is Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard it straight from Hashem. Therefore, when the Yidden hear the Torah mipi Moshe from Moshe, it's like they hear mipi Agvura. And after the second Luchas, Moshe felt that they were on a level to be able to grasp and internalize it on the level of Moshe. And this is why the Lashon in Moshe's answer to Yisrei, when Yisrei says to Moshe, why are you alone judging the people? And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki yavei elai ha'am l'drei shalikim, because they are coming to me to seek out Hashem. As Rashi says, Lishol Talmud mipi agvura, to learn the Torah from Hashem. I learned it from Hashem, and therefore I am the one who has to teach it to them. And therefore learning from Moshe is like learning straight from Hashem. And even more so, since Moshe Rabbeinu raises the Yidden and is mekarev them to his level, they will learn it and accept it from him just exactly the same way that he was mekabelit mipi agvura, straight from Hashem. And we learn this in the Lashon of Chassidus. How does Chassidus explain this? That Moshe's level of learning Torah from Hashem was in a way of re'iyah, was in a way of seeing. And we know that it says in Maimer Chazal, Inei Daimer Re'iyah L'Shmiya, you cannot compare seeing to hearing. And when someone actually tells you something that they saw, it has a much greater effect than telling you about something that they heard. And therefore, Moshe heard the Torah from Hashem in a way of re'iyah, and he was able to affect, through raising the Yidden to his level, that also when the Yidden would learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, would also be on this level of re'iyah. So obviously, since the Yidden are absorbing and taking the hashpah of the Torah from Moshe in a way of re'iyah, Moshe himself had to be the only one teaching Torah to the Yidden. And therefore, since the questions that they come to Moshe to be judged about are also in Yanim of Torah, therefore he has to be the only one judging their in Yanim. And since this is the right thing to do, and since he's the only one who can transmit it this way, the Yidden and Moshe will be fine doing it this way, and Moshe can handle it, and the Yidden will have all their questions answered, and no one will be harmed in any way, and they will all just benefit from this. And this then is Yisrael's accomplishment. So what was Yisrael trying to do if Moshe was doing it and, you know, teaching the Yidden and judging them in the way that it was meant to be, teaching them straight from, as if he heard it straight from Hashem? Now Yisrael was a ger who came from his land, and he saw the Yidden standing. And he saw them standing not in a matzav of Moshe picking them up to his level. He just saw them standing with their questions, with their issues, in their own matzav. And he said, why they're standing, they have these everyday issues. Why does it have to be only through Moshe Rabbeinu? Why can't he get only judges? Now he said, the Indian of Liman HaTaira, the Yidden could come and hear from Moshe. As a chukim, as a Torah, as a derech, Yelchu by all everything about learning Torah and the ways of Torah, it's shaykh to say that they should just learn through Maisha. Because when they learn the Torah from Maisha, they're raised to the level of Maisha and can learn on his level. However, Yisrael felt that when they're coming to be judged about an inyan in this world, in business, and even their fights that they're coming to speak to Maisha about, they're not all in the world of Maisha. And in answering this question, they can't be raised to be on that level of Maisha because these are inyanim of the world. And they aren't going to be able to learn these judgments on Maisha's level. So he says that therefore the issues that you have, everyday matters, should be judged by judges and not just by Maisha. Now the matzav is actually that when the people come to be judged before Maisha, this in itself raises them from their everyday issues onto the level of Maisha. So in a way, Yisrael was wrong. It's true, he realized that when they learn Torah, they're able to be raised to the level of Maisha. But even when they come with their problems and their concerns and their fights to be judged by Maisha, even in those issues, when they're with Maisha, they're automatically raised to the level of Maisha. And we know that a Ben Chamish Lamikra, a child, understands that when he's in the same room as his teacher, he acts differently than when he's busy with his own things and alone. So even when the Yidden were being judged on these issues and their problems and concerns, just by being with Maisha, they were able to go to his level. Now, until they are on his level, and they are even able to take and learn from him and whatever judgment he gives them, the way they're able to misgabel it and the way they're able to internalize it and put it into action in their life is in a way of Maisha's level. So just being with Maisha, even if it's everyday issues that they have, they're automatically raised to Maisha's level, and when they get their judgment, it's also on Maisha's level. So why did Hashem agree to Yisrael's idea if Maisha Rabbeinu was able to handle all the issues and problems and even raise them to his level, both in learning and in judgment, when he dealt with them? So the reason that this idea of Yisrael came into fruition was because we need to prepare and warn the Yidden for a time when they'll go into Eretz Yisrael. Because at some point, Moshe Rabbeinu was a leader like no other. And he was able to bring them onto his level, both in learning and in judging. However, when they go into Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu is staying in the desert, and they won't be able to learn Torah from Maisha, and therefore they won't be able to be raised through him. And they're going to have to go to whoever the leaders of their generation are to be judged. But the Yidden will still continue to learn Torah from their Rashi Alfei Yisrael, from whoever the leaders are of their generation. And they will also have to bring their problems and their issues and concerns to be judged before whoever their leaders are. And it's going to have to be in a different way than it was with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu realized this, and he realized that in order to prepare the Yidden for what would happen in the future, he should appoint judges, and they should help him with the judging, so that the Yidden would know that in the future they will have to rely on other people besides for Moshe, and they won't always be able to be raised to the level of Maisha when they're learned Torah and when they're judged. Now, in addition to the fact that a Roya Yisrael, a shepherd of the Yidden, has to prepare the Yidden for the matzah, for what happens after he passes away. Now, even though Moshe Rabbeinu at that time didn't think that he wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, because the issue that would cause Moshe Rabbeinu to stay in the Midbar and not go into Eretz Yisrael hadn't happened then. And at that point, it was still assumed that there would be a Gula Shleima Shein Acharei Golos, and the Yidden will learn Torah forever in a Darga of Ria. However, even though they weren't necessarily prepared or didn't think that that situation would happen, that Moshe wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, and then there would be further galus. However, Moshe Rabbeinu realized that even so, he had to prepare the Yidden for a time in the future when he wouldn't be there. And what is this referring to? All the inyanim of Torah, even those that are nageya to later generations, must come through Moshe. And we know, we said, Kol Moshe Talmud Vasek Asit L'Chadesh B'Torah, Kol Nitan L'Moshe Misina. Everything that any Talmud Chacham is going to be Mechadesh in Torah, it was all given to Moshe Misina. That means that even something that someone will be Mechadesh in a later generation, that's a chiddush for that Talmud Chacham then, was actually given to Moshe Misinai. Now, the Talmud Vasek, he worked hard with his seichel, and therefore he feels that the chiddush can't be a part of Torah's Moshe. However, everything had to have come through Moshe, even though it might not be realized at the time that the Talmud Chacham comes up with a chiddush. Because everything that's Devar Hashem, which is all parts of Torah, were transmitted through Moshe. And this is what Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ba'ata techazeh she'olecha. Moshe, you must see with Ruach HaKodesh that all of these judges are going to be a sign and a warning to all future generations, that all Chachmei Yisrael who come up or who have these ideas in Torah and who write Sfarim and who write Chidushim, everything is passed down from person to person to person, from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to all the Tzadikim and the Talmidei Chacham throughout the generations. Everything comes straight through Moshe. And anyone who judges the Yidden according to a Psak Din that they came to according to their seichel, they have to realize that it's all a mishpat, that's a Torah's emes of Torah's Moshe. So it doesn't matter what generation Talmud Chacham comes up with a chiddush, everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yisrael is telling him, right now you might be able to handle it, and right now you're able to bring the Yidden up to your level when you're teaching them, and up to your level when you're judging them, but there's going to be a time when the Yidden will be judged and taught by other people in later generations. And you have to prepare the Yidden. You have to teach them what it's like. And even though Moshe didn't yet know that he wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael, but Yisrael knew that there would be later generations, and he made Moshe realize later generations who wouldn't have Moshe Rabbeinu with them. And through this, we'll also understand the Lashon. It says, Va'ata techazeh, instead of Va'ata tira. When Yisrael is telling Moshe Rabbeinu about this idea to create a system of judges, he uses the word techazeh instead of tira, for seeing. So why does he use this word? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu looks with Ruach HaKodesh in a way of Re'iyah, in a way this high level of the Darga of Moshe, then there's no need for all of these judges. Because then he assumes that all the Yidden could go through Moshe and Eif and Giloy, that he could judge everyone, all the nations and all their inyanim, in the big inyanim and the small inyanim, and there's no need for anyone else. But Bedafka, through Moshe having a Yerida in his Madrega, like it says that his kayak was weakened, that we learned with when the Yidden said that they couldn't hear the Seres Dibres from Hashem. And since Moshe Rabbeinu had a Yerida, instead of Re'iyah, instead of being on the level of Re'iyah, of seeing, he was only on the level of Techazeh, which is a lower level of seeing. And what's Techazeh? Techazeh is the Targum, the Aramaic translation of the word Re'iyah. Re'iyah in Hebrew, which means to see. The Aramaic translation is Techazeh. So the word Techazeh is the Inyan of Re'iyah, the Darga of Moshe, how it's Nimshach, how it's brought down into the world, into Aramaic. And like it says in Lashon HaChassidus, Acharayim shel b'chinas Re'iyah. It's like the backside of Re'iyah. So it's a lower level of Re'iyah. So when Moshe goes down to this level of Techazeh, he's able to see the Yidden, how they are mitzad atzom, how they are in their essence. And therefore, he realizes that there is necessary the inyan of choosing the Sarei Alafim, of choosing the different levels of judges. So in theory, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, well, he's teaching the Yidden and he's raising them to his level. And when he judges them, he could be judging them and raising them to his level. But he needs to appoint the judges because to teach them for future generations that anything that comes later in time comes from Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself won't always be there. But Moshe Rabbeinu, any person or any tzaddik or any talmid chacham in the future who teaches or judges the Yidden is a direct continuation of Moshe. And in addition, and we said that Moshe didn't necessarily, and the Yidden didn't necessarily know Moshe wasn't going into Eretz Yisrael, and there wasn't supposed to be a galus. But still, when Yisrael told him this, he realized when he went down in the Madrega, he realized that the level the Yidden were on, and that they had to be judged on that level. And therefore, the Parsha is called on the name of Yisrael. Al Shem Sheyiter Parsha Achas Batayra. Yisrael caused an extra Parsha to be added to the Tayra, because Moshe's level, Moshe's Darga, it's a different Seder and even more so in Tayra. So what does this mean? That on the level of Moshe, on the high level of Moshe, the Gilui Chachmasa Yisbarech, the revelation of the Chachma of Hashem, which was Niskala through Moshe, and the high level of Moshe, this was what existed before Yisrael came. What did Yisrael accomplish? He accomplished a Yisrael, an advantage in the Torah, that also the Seder of Va'ata Techazeh, which is the Aramaic translation of Re'iyah, which is a lower level of connecting to Hashem, it also becomes a Seder of Hanhag Al-Pi Torah. It also becomes a way of conducting ourselves according to the Torah. So yes, the optimal level is to be taught by Moshe and to be raised to the level of Moshe. But there are people who need to be understood and judged on their level. And definitely in future generations, there's going to be people and leadership who are not necessarily on the level of Moshe, but who are on the level of Ata Techazeh. And even those people and those leaders and the Torah that they're teaching and the way that they're judging the people still comes directly from Moshe and directly from Hashem. And Yisrael accomplished this and added this to the Torah to show that all levels and all times, anything that's authentic Torah and from the Gilui Atzmos and the revelation of Hashem on any level is coming directly from Moshe Rabbeinu and directly from Hashem. So according to this, it will be understood that the Va'ata Techazeh is only an inyan of Yerida. We said it's an inyan of going down. But Chas V'Shalom, it's not actually a Yerida. It is only coming to inform the Yidden who need that Memutza, who need that intermediary between them and Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like the Yidden needed Moshe as an intermediary between them and Pi Hagvura. So it's not Chas V'Shalom Yerida, but it's just the reality that some Yidden, and for some of their issues, they are not able to really be able to understand and be able to talk out and get a proper answer for their issue on the level of Moshe, and they need an intermediary between them and Moshe. So it's not a Yerida, it's just a different level. However, B'Pnimius HaAnyanim, it's even more so. Dafka through informing and raising a Yid who is Lamata Mata B'Yisra, a Yid who is so low, and going to that person's level and taking him and explaining the Torah to him on his level, only through that is one able to go gevaya gevaya b'yaser, to go on to the highest level. Then not always you able to bring a person up directly and be able to for them to connect to you on the level of Moshe on the highest level. Sometimes you have to go down to them and be able to bring Torah to them to raise them to the highest level. And this is similar, the Rebbe says, to what the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimarim and Maimar Basi Lakani that we just learned on Yud Shvat, that Dafka, because of the Avayda here, Lamat, on the lowest level, where we have to wage a Melchama, a war, with the Guf, with our Guf and Nefesh HaBahamis, Dafka through that, are we able to unleash the greatest treasures? Now, without a war, we don't have access to treasures and to spoils. It's only bedafka through the war, and it's only bedafka to going to this low level that we're able to reveal these treasures. And the main kavana in these treasures is that they should go not only to the generals who are the ones planning the war, but specifically to the soldiers who are actually fighting the war. And through this, through going down to this level, through fighting this war, and through bringing Torah and Yiddishkeit to the lowest places, are we able to accomplish the kavana al-yayna of Nisava HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyais l'adira b'tachtainim, that Hashem desired adira b'tachtainim in this world, specifically olam hazeh hatachtain shein tachtain l'matim mimenu, in this low world, that there's no world lower than this, and specifically down here, that Hashem had the kavana, that we're able to reveal, that we're able to reveal Torah mitzvahs, we're able to reveal Gatlachkai, we're able to reveal the spirituality and the nitzutzais, the holy sparks, on this low level. And through this, we'll be able to, when this is Bishlemus, we'll be able to see revealed Bivias Mashiach Tzakenu Bekariv Mamish, when Mashiach will come, and we'll be able to see everything that we accomplished. So Sicha is telling us how there is greatness on the level of Maisha and rising to the level of Maisha, but there's also greatness in being able to go to the level of someone and being able to take them from their level and lift them up and bring them closer to Torah and Yiddishkeit.